Today on Thinking Outside the Book, we're talking with Michelle Daigle and Eric Kiesewetter about a very special book, A Soul Under Construction, The Written Words of Kendall Michelle Daigle. It was first published in 2014, a memorial to Kendall Daigle's all-too-short life. Kendall was NOLA-born and raised, attended NOCA and Loyola University, and was a very prolific and talented writer. Michelle, tell us a little bit about Kendall and how this book came about. This is a great tribute to your daughter.
Thank you so much, Susan. Kendall was a very special person. She didn't know any strangers. Even though she was very soft-spoken, her voice would come across very strongly in her writings. When she passed away unexpectedly, it was an accidental drug overdose. It was a time in her life where everything was finally coming together for her. And her writing, she really knew what direction she wanted to go in her life. She was going to Loyola. She wanted to be a writer. But at the time, she relapsed. But that's not really who she is. That's not right. That's not Kendall. And the Kendall that I want to talk about is the beautiful, joyous girl that not everyone got to know. She didn't get a chance to complete everything that she wanted to do. She just had so many dreams, just kind of poring over all of her writings. She really did want to change the world. Originally, I put the book together because it was just something to share with her family and friends. It was very important to her friends. Everyone was at a loss. No one knew what to do. This became an instant project. It was just so powerful. Kendall's friend, Gabby, she came over one day. She had also been poring through a lot of Kendall's writings, and she just came over with this stack of papers, and she just like plopped it on my table, and that was kind of like how it all started.
How was this special for you as a project to undertake?
First, the content and the meaning it has for not only Michelle, but family, to produce something then that will be reflected back about her and back to family and friends became a much more deep-seated challenge than what one would consider client work or knowing who the audience is, say at a museum, mm-hmm. or these sorts of things. But it also falls under a lot of ways I view things. I have sometimes a realistic and more darker outlook on things, and some of the projects I tend to take on, I don't know if they find me or people might know me or know things about me, that these kind of projects tend to find me because mm-hmm. I understand deeply sometimes human struggle and some of these other maybe more difficult sides of humanity. And I enjoy trying to create something around that.
Now, this book is very much a story of a spiritual struggle. And the life of the book after publication has been one to help others. So talk a little bit about how you undertook that with this book.
Well, after that first 250 that we had given out to friends and family, some of my friends started coming to me and they told me, you know, I think this can help people. Like a friend of mine, she was a nurse and she started just giving them to people that she just thought might need them. And I kind of felt the same way as I'm reading through it. It's kind of like if you read this, it's so raw that if you're struggling with any kind of sadness, depression, addiction, that it's like you have a companion that you have with you that can kind of help get you through it.
Well, you've created a book that's full of life. That's what's really so beautiful about it. So thank you both for coming to talk about it.
Thank you.
Thinking Outside the Book exists thanks to the generosity of the Hellas Foundation. Unless everyone is happy. Mm, yeah.